It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive.
Michael Saylor is a 57-year-old American entrepreneur under whose leadership the software company MicroStrategy has become a global leader. MicroStrategy creates software products and sells them to companies. Back in 2015, Saylor was a typical Bitcoin skeptic, but he had an open mind, open-minded enough to study the pros and cons of Bitcoin. In August 2020, the chief executive officer of MicroStrategy, with 66%+ ownership of company shares, launched a Bitcoin strategy with the objective of bolstering its finances. Saylor could have done nothing or pointed MicroStrategy towards a traditional approach of investing in stocks, bonds, and gold or commodities. Neither of these strategies would have earned the software company what it has with its investments in Bitcoin. As Saylor sees it, an investment strategy in Bitcoin has to be for a minimum of 4 years. In August this year, the value of shares in MicroStrategy had risen by 166%. Back in August 2020, the company's stock was valued at $66 a share. As of August 12th, the stock was trading at $329 a share. Saylor told Stansberry Research, the strategy has made millions and billions of dollars for shareholders. Bitcoin is up 101% since the strategy was adopted, compared with S&P, Standard & Poor's, up 23%, NASDAQ up 15%, gold down 12%, bonds down 15%, and silver is down 28%. In 2015, two economists, Winston Moore and Jeremy Stephen, wrote a paper proposing that the central bank consider investing some modest amount in Bitcoin. The price then was around $353 US, compared with just about $70,000 at its peak late 2021. As large companies, institutions such as Fidelity continue to, and recently BlackRock, with $8.8 trillion in investments under management, start to invest in Bitcoin services for customers, the question is whether there is still a window for the Treasury of the Government of Barbados to benefit from Bitcoin in ways that would help finance the country's whopping infrastructure needs, such as bridges and land redevelopment in St. Andrew or cataract surgery for the elderly. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive.